Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, hello there and greetings, dear friend, and welcome to this day of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. This is the Sounds of Faith, and we are greeting you in the name, the lovely name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you again for the opportunity that you have afforded to us today to be a part of your day, part of your life, to come into your home. Maybe you're there in your place of business, or maybe there in your automobile, wherever you are listening to the broadcast. We thank you for this great privilege that we have been given today. And we'll get right to it. Here's a good number from the choir. Hope you enjoy this one. It's going to be, I Will Be There. Amen.
The names have been announced, so I looked and bowed to his amazement, a thunderous sound. Saints in purest garments clad, singing worthy is the Lamb. I will be there,
I will be there.
When the name is called out,
short version of that one. I think they come in on that, they got a little late start there, but praise God, I like it nonetheless. Amen. And we're thankful for you joining us today. We'd like to give you a personal invitation to come, and hey, we'll have prayer meeting tonight under the 10 out here with the rest of the Crossroads Mission Jubilee folk, and we'll be out there at 7 o'clock this Lord's Day. We will have it even when Jubilee's gone. Amen. Jubilee's the revival's over. We'll have services this coming Lord's Day at 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service, and we'd love to have you come for any of this. And of course, we do have three more nights of Jubilee, the Crossroads Rescue Mission Jubilee, and they, of course, we'll have services tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night, and tomorrow morning, in the morning, 9:30, preachers will be called from the floor. We'll have an indoor here at the morning meeting, morning service tomorrow and Friday morning. So keep that in mind. And if your preacher come with your guns loaded, amen. And I have no idea who Brother Rocky will call on, but he does that. And it'd be a great time. So don't forget about that. And there's a free meal at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, there's other things you can purchase to help the mission. And there'll be lunch served. I understand lunch will be served after the morning service Thursday and Friday in the fellowship building here at Faith. And so, hey, come on by, you know, and get some good spiritual food and maybe some good physical food as well. Amen? Amen. Well, here's a good song from Leanna's been real having real difficulty with her voice. So Miss Haley and Alana and Justin and Spencer singing on this one, and one you've heard many times before. I like this song. Oh, the blood still amazes me.
They say there's no reason to sing about the blood, that it's too old-fashioned, a little bit much. They say they don't need it, that they're better off without it, that they can manufacture God's touch. If they only knew what they were missing, Jesus' sweet blood makes my life worth living. It's not a dream, thank God I'm redeemed. His blood still amazes me. It means everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sin, it made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance, I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell, there's no way it could happen. The blood's been applied, forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me. My heart was so lonely, inside I was dead, till Christ cleansed my soul with the blood that he shed. He knew I would need him, 'cause I'm nothing without him, so he suffered all in my stead. He saw this poor sinner with no hope in sight. In mercy he touched me, and now I'm alive for eternity. I'm forgiven and free. His blood still amazes me. It means everything to this wretched sinner. It covered my sin, it made me a winner. I'm not afraid of death and the grave. I've got sweet assurance, I know that I'm saved. I can't go to hell, there's no way it can happen. The blood's been applied, forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me. Go to hell, there's no way it can happen. The blood's been applied, forever I'm wrapped in God's love. His blood still amazes me.
Oh yeah, his blood still amazes me. Amen. The blood has never ever lost its power. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, in our truthful today, let's look in the book of Isaiah today. Great book. Amen. Has been referred to as the gospel according to Isaiah many times because of its prophetic nature of the suffering of our Lord. But we'll take it from chapter 48 of Isaiah and verse number 17. The word of God says, "Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go." Here's the truth from that truth. Don't hesitate to ask God for guidance. Don't question the way that he leads. He will guide you into all truth. He'll guide you into all truth. We've been preaching about that, falling away from the truth and leaving the truth. But God's direction is always into truth. Amen. May God help us with that truth for the day. Join me in a moment of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bow today asking you, dear Lord, to forgive us where we have trespassed against thee, where we have come short of thy glory. Maybe in thought, maybe in word, or maybe in deed, maybe in commission, maybe in omission. Cleanse us, I do pray, for any failure, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings.
Thank you for what you've done for us today. God, you've been good, and we're thankful. God, that you can do all things and do all things well because you're God. And God, we magnify you being who you are as much as for what you have done. I pray, God, today that you'd minister, God, to the hearts and lives of these dear listening friends that have tuned in the Sounds of Faith. Touch every physical need, every spiritual need, every emotional need, every financial need, Lord, I pray. God, that you would just intervene in the affairs of man today. Lord, I'm glad I can say we have a God that never slumbers nor sleeps. God, you're always with us and you're always on time. And Lord, you're always there in the moment we need you. Thank you, God, for the prayers. Thank you, God, for the people. I pray, God, that you would just bless each one. In Jesus' precious name I pray, amen and amen. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you along with us, and we appreciate this opportunity to minister here on the Sounds of Faith. And we're going to hear from Right Side again today, and hope you enjoy this. I think this might just be a picking number. I don't know. One of these songs are. I can't ever remember which one. But this is talking about sending the light. Amen. A grassed up version right there of Send the Light. Amen. The blessed gospel light. Amen. Well, let's see here. Let's play one from the orchestra here. Amen. I think it'll bless your heart. Amen. It says, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Isn't that the truth? Amen. Our orchestra for you. Amen. Well, that's some good singing, good playing today. Amen. Well, the Word of God, let's go back to, it seems like I got a little extra time today. Of course, we've been running a little bit short on the preaching time. And sometimes that happens when you got songs that go 4 or 5 minutes and you play them all, you know, together and you don't really think about it. But let me read the scripture again in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. The Bible says in verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, and boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which crept into houses and led captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was." Here is a description. We primarily stayed on the thought of running away or removing thyself from the truth. And I believe that all these that we've talked about are results of people that have not accepted the truth, or maybe those that do know the truth but have left the truth. And you can let's take a look at a few of these characteristics, should I say, today. And I know this is not what you would say shouting ground text or message necessarily, but I want to stress this week. I want to stress that, you know, we ought to not be surprised when these things come to pass and these things are present here at hand. Because the perilous times at hand, that's point number one of the message. Perilous times at hand. I mean, I read to you, I could be reading this sounds like an obituary to America. Oh, listen, they're, you know, men are certainly lovers of their own selves. I've never seen the life to me that men, he says men here. You know, and that's what the Bible said. It says men here. I've never seen any more men that are any more effeminate and still say they're men. You know, they've got the punk rock hairdo. And they go get the manicures. They go get the pedicures. They do all these things. And listen to me, that's, you know, effeminate. And you say, "Oh, it's just your opinion, Brother Johnny." Well, it may be. But, you know, men ought to be men and women ought to be women. And I want to say to you today, men are lovers of themselves more than lovers of covetous, desiring to have more, money lovers. I mean, they want to have more and more and more. Boasters, proud. Oh, my goodness. Have we ever lived in any more a prideful society than today? Blasphemers, we know what that is. Disobedient to parents. I mean, children divorcing their parents. Really? Children outright lying and being disobedient to mom and dad's rules and mom and dad's guidance. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the fool despiseth the instruction of their father. Oh, friend, listen to me. This unthankful, unholy. Is there anything sacred anymore? Is there anything holy anymore? I mean, Sunday is just another day. I only live a little ways from the church, but I still see from time to time. I mean, I'm coming to church early. I get here early. I do all the time. I've done that for 30-some years, amen. And I see people getting hooking their boats up. Hear lawnmowers cranked up, cutting grass. I mean, unholy. I mean, there's nothing holy anymore. Sacred. Listen, Sunday's still God's day. No, it's not the Sabbath. The Sabbath was for the Jew. That was Saturday. But Sunday's the Lord's day. It's for God. It's God's people's day. It's God's day to come and worship with God here in the house of God. Well, that's my only day off, Brother Johnny. Well, that's not God's fault, amen. God gave you that health and strength to live and to do and to work. Hey, you can at least give God his day without natural affection. I could stay right here half the day. I mean, Leviticus says that man should not lie with man as with a woman. Are you listening to me? That's still an abomination in the sight of God. Woman lying with woman, that is still an abomination in the eyes of God. It doesn't matter what the president will deem on Easter Sunday, the most sacred day one would say for Christianity. The president of the United States here in America deemed that to be a transgender day. Are you kidding me, friend? Let me tell you something. Hey, without natural affection, that's the days in which we're living in. And despisers of those that are good. We are getting shot at from people who say they're on the same side that we're on. But they're despisers of those that are good. You know what, friend? I mean, that is just outright opposite of what the Word of God teaches us to be. Traitors. Heady. That word heady there, you know, it's a word that means reckless, careless. And boy, I tell you what, we're living in a careless, reckless society. High-minders, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Trading the eternal things of God for the temporal things of the flesh. Oh, friend, today. But look at verse number 5 in the text. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. A form of godliness is like mere religion without power or spiritual life. Paul commands Timothy here in the text to turn away from those false teachers who prey on silly women and not to accept those that are false teachers. Now, you know, people say the Bible, you know, we should be more inclusive. We should be more tolerant, be less judgmental. Well, Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, tells Timothy, from those that have that form of godliness, but they deny the power, they deny the truth, turn away from them. Don't even acknowledge them. Now tell me how that fits in with this love God, love the devil, love everybody society in which we live in. I'm not saying be arrogant. I'm not saying be obnoxious. I'm not saying to be hateful, mean. But friend, let me tell you, it's either truth or false. It's either right or it's wrong. It's either saved or it's lost. It's either the Word of God or the Word of man. It's either led by the Spirit or led by the flesh. One of the two. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways, friend. The Bible says in verse number 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's amazing to me that we live in the most technology age in which we live. It's more easy to communicate now than any other time in history, but yet we talk to each other less as family members. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You're not going to get to the truth through secular philosophy or secular humanistic books. You're only going to find the truth in God's truth, in God's infallible word, the King James Bible. Yes, the King James Bible. Then we say in verse number 8, now Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. Tradition, Jewish history of tradition tells us that those two fellows are the two magicians that tried to duplicate the power of Moses when he threw his rod down and it turned into a serpent. Tradition says that these are the two guys that tried to imitate that. And the Bible says these do also resist the truth. Resist the truth. Boy, there's a lot been said today and this week about resisting the truth. Resisting the truth. Oh, we're going to see some things tomorrow about remaining. Remaining in the truth. Amen. And we'll look at that, the Lord being willing, tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. And I pray that you'll keep listening for the sounds of faith. Amen. Until tomorrow, I hope God will bless you with a great day. Amen. And my CD's not coming up, but we'll go right here. Amen. Well, my CD's not coming up. Amen. Well, until tomorrow, God bless you. I apologize for that. Amen.